I'm not going to preach the whole sermon this morning. I do want to share a few things with you. And that is, that we should magnify the Lord at all times. The Bible talks about that in Psalms 34 and 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. If you're delivered from all your fears, then what's left? Then it must be that if you're delivered from all your fears, you are fearless. Oh, anybody, I tell you. If you're fearless, then you're not going to have all these bunch of phobias that Christians confess to. I don't understand that. Why do people want to own this stuff? Why do people go around saying, I'm ADHD, IDOD, IDI, I don't know what kind of all these, you know. Why would you confess that? I got delivered from it. I used to be a germ freak. I mean, I still wash my hands a lot, but nothing like what I used to go to hotel rooms and take Lysol, rubber gloves, and stuff to wash everything down with because I had a phobia of germs. I'm delivered of that. I don't have to do that anymore. Sometimes I still try to wash off the remote control because everybody touches that. But you know what? Even if I don't, I believe God's got everything under control. We don't have to have fears and phobias of flying, of the future, of animals, of tight places. And you don't have to have fear of going out of your house. The Bible says, I sought the Lord, and then what happened? He heard me. God Almighty himself heard you when you prayed. Almighty God, think about it now. See, this it's hard to even wrap our minds around this. The same God who created the galaxies, the Milky Way, all of that, who created the stars, the sun, the moon, everything, he says, I heard you when you prayed. When you prayed at 2 o'clock in the morning, was a government building open? Did they hear you? No. You better hope you don't get in trouble on a Friday on a Saturday or a Sunday when it comes to certain buildings. But God said, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear your faintest cry. You're laying there and you're barely whispering. And you're saying, Jesus, Jesus. And he says, I heard it. I heard it, child. I'm coming. I will deliver you. I will deliver you out of all your troubles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe I am going to preach a little bit. Y'all all right? Hallelujah. John 14:1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Who's he putting in charge of not letting your heart be troubled? You. He says to you, let not your heart be troubled. You don't let your heart be troubled. He says, you believe in God, believe also in me. And he goes on to say, for in my house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. He says, do not let your heart be troubled. And if we would have written that, we'd have probably said, y'all try not to be afraid. But Jesus told us, don't let your heart be afraid. And would he have told us to do something that we're not able to do? No, that wouldn't have been right. And Jesus would never tell you to do something that he knows that you can't do. The Bible also says, be anxious for nothing. I want to tell you a little story about this donkey. You probably heard it, but I just think it's one of the cool stories. One day a farmer's donkey fell down into a well. The animal cried pitifully for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do. Finally, he decided the animal was old and that the well needed to be covered up anyway. Uh-oh. That donkey's in trouble. It just wasn't worth the effort to get the donkey out. So he invited all of his neighbors to come over and help them. They all grabbed a shovel and began to shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey realized what was happening, and he cried horribly. Then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, the farmer finally looked down the well and was astonished at what he saw. With every shovel of dirt that hit the donkey's back, The donkey was doing something amazing. He would shake off the dirt and take a step up. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the donkey, he would shake it off and take up a step. Pretty soon, everyone was amazed as the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and trotted off. I'm telling you this morning, you need to shake it off. It's time to shake it off. People will dump on you. The devil will dump on you, dump dirt on you, dump criticism on you, dump all this bunch of junk on you, dump depression on you, dump fear on you. And I declare and I say to you this morning, by the word of God, shake it off. Shake it off. And then start stepping up on it, because it's going to be, you're going to come out of that valley. You're going to come on out of there, because God said, I'll deliver you out of it. Hallelujah. Oh, IRS, tell me it's going to take years. Who do they think they are? See, the IRS tried to throw a bunch of dirt on me. But with God's help, I shook it off, and I'm shaking it off. And I'm going to climb up on out of there, and I'm going to have more victory. They're going to, I pretty much, I think, told the devil, you're going to wish you would have never done this. Because God's going to get some praise out of this. Psalm 66:12. Oh, are you ready? All right, somebody's going to like this. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. God, yes, you're going to go through some things. You're going to go through some fire. You're going to go through the floods. You're going to go through things. But God said, I'll bring you out into a land of abundance. I'll bring you out into a wealthy place. If you'll trust him. You got to trust him. There's times when I'm telling you, it feels like fear is coming against me. But with God's help, I say, the Lord is my helper. And I look up and I say, I trust you. I trust you, God. Why would I trust him? Well, first of all, because he's never let me down. He is, and even more than that, because he is who he says he is. He's God Jehovah. He's Elyon. He's Almighty God. He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And he's yours too. Woo. The Bible says, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him and delivers them. That word fear there, the angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear, or you can say reverence, the Lord. And he delivers them. This is a prayer you ought to be praying every day. Lord, I thank you for the angel of the Lord that encamps around about me and my family. Well, I don't have time to pray all that. I don't have time to do that. You better make time. I'm telling you what, I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of years. I don't know. There could things could happen. I'm just telling you, start praying over your family. Lord, I thank you, according to Psalms 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps around about me and my family. You know, those angels are big. Do you know that? We're not talking no Cupids here. We're talking 7 foot plus angels that are standing there around your house. And because you're a tither, God rebukes the devourer for your sake. When you trust him. You know, sometimes I wonder what goes on outside our homes that we don't even know about. There, you don't know what's trying to go on inside of even outside of your car. But because God has placed an angel right there beside you, it says they are a tither, and we're going to rebuke this devourer for them. I'm telling you, woo! Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There's no want to those who fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Or you could say, those that trust in the Lord will never lack anything good. Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is a man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Would you like to live a long life? Really? For real? Then I'm going to tell you how. Are you sure? You want to live long? It's going to be tough. Verse 13 says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. I don't understand, and I'm going to meddle. Lord, forgive me, but I don't understand people who say, I think that Renee is going to go. Renee, I saw the other day that there was this look across your face, and I perceive that you were in a great depression. Okay, she may have just, you know, had a bad grape or something. You know, we don't know what she had just had. You know, we don't know that look across her face. But I perceive that you thou are in depression. And then I run around tell 10 people. That is wrong. You better find out what's wrong before you run and tell people what it is. I'm moving on now. And I did not perceive that about Renee. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. And if you want to live a long life, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Too many people are seeking drama and pursuing it. There's too much stinking dramas going on inside of Christian homes. We need to be the one that will seek peace and pursue it. So that when somebody comes against you and says, is that your mess on the floor? No. Well, get it up anyway. Yeah, y'all know what I'm thinking. You know, you're sitting there. Why should I get it up? I didn't put it there. Why should I have to do that? That so-and-so came in and dropped that there. I saw him do it. We're going to seek peace and pursue it. I'm not talking about that you had to be anybody's doormat, but it's okay. I go in bathrooms. I go in places that people have dropped stuff, and I pick it up. I don't even know this place, and I just feel like, you know, because sometimes I feel like God's going, clean it up, you know, and I will pick up stuff. I will do stuff. I'm in the store, and I'll find stuff laying on a rack that's supposed to be on the rack. It's laying on the floor, and sometimes I feel like God is saying, pick it up, and I'm like, okay. It's not mine, but okay, yes, I will do that. Pursue peace and go after it and forget the drama. You be the one in your home to bring peace. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. The Lord hears. Do we have any righteous people in here today? Then I got good news for you. The Lord is open to your cry. Only if you do everything right, right? No. If you love the Lord and you're doing the best you can and you're serving him, I believe that when you call on him day or night, he hears you. And if you have committed a sin, repent. And repent means you're going this way and you're doing this thing. You might be living with somebody you're not supposed to be living with. You might be doing stuff you know you're not supposed to be doing. You might be taking stuff into your body you're not supposed to be taking into your body. You're cursing and doing these things. You say, Pastor, you shouldn't be so hard on us. Jesus is coming. He's coming. It's my job to tell you I love you. So anyway, you're doing these things, and repent is when you say, God taps you on the shoulder and says, I don't like that. I don't like when you talk to your mother and dad that way. I don't like it when you do this. I don't like it when you steal things on the job like rubber bands and stuff. I don't like it when you're doing these things. And you say, God, I repent of this thing. And with your help, I won't do it again. Now you've turned your back on it and you're going the other way. That is repentance. It's not staying over there and piddling around and playing in a puddle and saying, woo, how close to the fence can I get and still serve God? We should try to get as far away from that line as we can. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Oh, that's bad, isn't it? But here's the good news. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Every affliction you have, the Lord says, I will deliver you out of them all. There may be weapons formed against you, but the Bible says they will not prosper. That right there, that was worth coming to church for right there. God says he wants to deliver you out of all your fears. And I know this year we're living in, this is a difficult time. This is a scary time right now, to be honest with you. Things are happening in our world that are different than we've ever seen before. But if you are the righteousness of God, what does that mean? That means you're in right standing with God. How do you get to be that? You get saved. The second you stand up from being saved, that is when you are the righteousness of God. And he said, my ears are tuned to the righteous. I hear their faintest cry. When you're going down the road and you're by yourself and you don't know what to do, he will help you. When you're trying to find something, I don't know, I was tearing my house apart looking for my Social Security card because I don't carry it with me. I'm tearing my house apart and I'm like, Lord, let me see it. Let me know where it's at. Found it. If you cry to, you think, well, it's just got to be about serious things. No, sometimes when you get lost, you don't have your GPS with you. Lord, which road was it? He hears your faintest cry. And he hears you and he answers you. And I just want to encourage you this morning. If you're down in the pit, you don't have to stay down there. That's the good news. You're in the pit, get out. Because you don't have to be there anymore. Because the Bible says God will hear you and deliver you from all your fears and will pull you up out of the pit. Praise God. Everybody stand. Do we have any announcements this morning, Gilbert? I'm going to go ahead and pray the dismissal prayer, and then I want you to be seated for our announcements. Are you glad you came to the house of the Lord this morning? I'm telling you, he is faithful to this church. I had a pastor's wife, a very prominent pastor's wife, leave a message on my phone. And she said to me, she goes, I was impressed of how you are. I went to a meeting. And she said, I was impressed. She said, I don't know that I could do as well as you're doing. And I thought to myself, well, first of all, God's grace is sufficient. And he is with me every day. But second of all, I've got one of the best churches around. So, you know, if God be for me, who could be against me? Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for what you've done in this church this morning. I thank you, Lord, for saving souls. I thank you for those that have rededicated their lives. I thank you, God, for healing bodies. I thank you, Lord, for making depression go, Lord, this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you are the mighty God. You are the greater one. You live inside of us. And if you are for us, then who can be against us? And I give you all the praise. I ask you, Lord, for your angels to encamp around about us, Father, around every vehicle we're in, every schoolhouse or building we go into. And I pray, God, that you'll bring us safely back at the next appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen.